It is my pleasure to welcome Maury Hanks to the program. We've had him on a couple of times in the past, a president of Global Sports Management and the guy that puts everything together for the Emerald Coast Classic in Niceville. Maury, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for having me on. I greatly appreciate it.
It is absolutely my pleasure. Anything that we can get, you know, to promote things that go on in the local area. So the tournament in Niceville, we'll get into some of the teams in a minute who are going to be there, the top teams. But based on things that you heard last year, is there anything that you were most encouraged by with the response on how the tournament went? Anything from the teams that were there last year and what they said to you and things that you really liked that went on from last year that you're looking to bring back again?
Yeah, no, it's all the teams that have been there in the past have loved the experience, the hospitality, the location, things of that nature. You know, every team that's been there, we've had numerous teams come back. And like you talked about, you know, two of the teams that are in the event this year have been there before. They're repeat teams. And so that's a great sales point for your tournament. But no, they love the hospitality. They love the location, the weather and whatnot. I'm just thankful to be on your show because I'm just trying to get as many local people, you know, in your area to know about the tournament. And I think that's our biggest selling point right now, or our biggest struggle, is that so many local people don't know about the tournament. You know, not every year can we have a Florida State. You know, the year of COVID when it was canceled, we were supposed to have Florida. We have great teams in the past. We've got good teams this year. We've got good teams going forward. We just have to have as many people as possible locally know about the event, and that's why I'm so grateful for you to have me on.
I'm glad that you're on because we're able to promote this event. I was there last year, and you and I were able to talk for a little bit about everything and just being able to meet the people there at Northwest Florida State College, a fantastic venue. And, you know, the crowd was biggest for LSU, which would make some sense because they're the closest team, and some great teams in the past, as you said. Who are teams this year that people should look forward to seeing in Niceville?
This year, the four, what I call them, the host schools, or TCU, who should be a preseason top 20 team. They've got their entire starting five returning. They won two games in the NCAA tournament last year. We have Clemson from the ACC. We have Iowa, who's a return team, and Cal from the Pac-12. So we have four Power Five schools in the event, and so we're very excited about the teams we have coming back. And again, that's November 25, 26, the Friday, Saturday after Thanksgiving, and over at Northwest Florida, as you said, the games Friday night start at 6 and 8:30, and the games Saturday are at 3 and 6.
It is a really cool venue, as you talked about, and the environment and the buzz for the tournament should be that. As far as tickets are concerned, where should people go, Maury, to get tickets, and how soon are they available?
Yeah, so great. Thank you for bringing that up. It's the Tuesday after Labor Day, September 6th, EmeraldCoastClassic.com. We sell tickets in sessions, so you get two sessions for you can start as low as $20. There's only 2,300 seats in the arena. Every seat is a chair back. There's no bleachers. From the floor to the top row, if you've never been to the arena, there's only 11 rows. There's not a bad seat in the house. And like I said, you get two, you know, high-level major college basketball games on Friday. If you can only come Friday, we sell them in sessions. We don't sell them for the entire tournament. And or you can come Saturday, or you can buy tickets for both days. Also, I'd like to say is that we have two early games each day at 11 and 1:30. Those games are completely free. So if you're sitting around the house and the wife's going Christmas shopping on Black Friday and you've got the kids, come down to Northwest Florida and, you know, we've got free admission for those games. And those are two games each day, early games. And, you know, your kids may sit there and like it and say, Dad, I want to come back. You may come back that night or you may come back the next year and buy a ticket. But so you're seeing Division I college basketball for free, you know, in the early games on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely spectacular. And to give a shout-out to those schools, I'm seeing Southern, Loyola, Maryland, Louisiana Monroe, which is a little bit local here to the area, a little bit of a ways, but it's close enough, and then Nebraska, Omaha as well. As far as teams that you know ahead of time, I remember, Maury, when I was there last year, There were up on the big board. It showed you had put up there, whoever had put up there, Iowa, Clemson, Cal, and TCU were coming. How soon in advance do you know the teams that'll be coming? Maybe in 2023 or even beyond that. How soon do you get teams to commit?
Well, LSU, who was there last year and brought a lot of fans, they're either going to come back to 25 or 26. They're waiting to find out their football schedule, and because the SEC is, you know, kind of topsy-turvy right now with Oklahoma and Texas, but they're going to come back in 25, 26. We have Illinois that was supposed to be here in 20 when it was canceled for COVID. They're coming in 24. And in 2023 right now, I think this is the first time I've said this publicly, right now we have Alabama, Ohio State, and Oregon under contract to come to the Emerald Coast Classic. And we're waiting on the fourth host school. With Alabama, Ohio State, and Oregon, that's as good a tournament as there is in college basketball coming to your area.
Absolutely. It is. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to this one this year. I'm looking forward to the one after that as well, obviously with those teams. But and more, I think that the state of college basketball is in an interesting place here. You know, we have name, image, and likeness. We have the portal and all these other things. How would you consider the state of college basketball right now with all the craziness that we get in March Madness and all the tournaments that we have, whether it be the Emerald Coast Classic or other ones? Where would you consider the place that college basketball is in right now from an entertainment standpoint and also just a basketball talent standpoint?
I think, you know, I've been around college basketball since 1984. My first job, I was 1984. I was 22, 23 years old. I was a graduate assistant at UC Santa Barbara. So I'm a huge fan of college basketball. The talent is outstanding. The business, to me, is in a real bad place because you have to recruit your own players. And yeah, I'm not saying players shouldn't have NIL, but to me, there should be more rules. It shouldn't be so wide open. You shouldn't be able to transfer every year. The portal shouldn't be like it is. But again, that's conversation for another day. But in terms of the excitement and the talent level and all that, it's at an all-time high. I just think if there was better leadership, you know, it could be more controlled and things like that. But in terms of for the fan base, in terms of the excitement and whatnot, I think it's at an all-time level.
And you know, you're going to be able to see that talent here in the fall. So if you're listening to Maury and I talk about this stuff and you love yourself some college basketball, you know, TCU, as Maury said, expected to be a top-tier team. Iowa, been a very good team recently. Clemson's been solid. Cal is also solid in the Pac-12. So you're going to have at least four teams that you can come and watch. And again, Maury, tell them where they can go to get the tickets. And those are available the Tuesday after Labor Day, correct?
Tuesday after Labor Day, www.emeraldcoastclassic.com. You go on there, you click on tickets. There'll be an actual map of the arena. You click on that. It's very easy, very user-friendly. You click on it, you pay for them. The tickets will be at will call. It's one-stop shopping, and we'd like to invite everybody down. And again, the tournament just continues to grow, but we're just trying to, again, with the help of people like you, get, you know, more local people involved. We'll have some tickets sent to your office here as it gets closer, October, November, for you to give away to some of your fans to come down and see us.
But, sweet.
I greatly appreciate you having us on.
Well, thank you. We love to have you on here and promote the things that are going on in the area as well. Again, Maury, I'd love to get you on here at some point, too, as we get closer and closer to the tournament, maybe some point in October or even November, if you'd be willing to hop on for a few minutes and just talk about the teams and promote things a little bit more, if you wouldn't mind that either.
No, that's fantastic. It's very kind of you. I'll be in touch, and I'll look forward to come on anytime you got time for me.
Spectacular. Well, again, Maury, I appreciate the time that you've given us here. You have a fantastic rest of your week, and we will be in touch.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.